I get it. I don't know what season of life that you're in, but I can guarantee you that you are not hanging out on the couch with zero responsibilities. As women, we are so many things to so many people. I see you. I see you doing the dishes, changing that diaper, trying to pay for your child's college. I see the exhausted grandma and the overwhelmed student. This podcast is for you. So whether you're driving in the car, getting ready for the day, or about to snuggle in the sheets, I pray that this podcast reminds you that you are so loved by the one who beautifully designed you. I am Ashley Shepherd, and this is the Beautifully Designed Podcast. Hello, ladies. I hope you're having a great day. I am actually sitting here just blown away from what the Lord kind of just revealed to me today. Today is a Saturday, and I'll be honest with you, life has been so busy just the last month. And if we could all just be honest with ourselves, when is life not busy, right? Well, the month of September, my husband was gone, so he traveled the whole month. He had to go to training, and so he wasn't here. So, of course, I've got two boys, Wilson and Levi. They're 7 and 10, and it was just a busy month. I had about 6 or 7 speaking engagements that I was studying for and planning for. I had to travel some as well, and it's just been busy. So, on Wednesday nights, my Wednesday night Bible study, I go to a church here that is just an incredible church, East Maryville, and our Bible teacher, Summer Russell, she's just an incredible Bible teacher. She's been to seminary. She just is so amazing, and I'm learning so much from her. And so the month of September, I have been diving into 1 Peter. So that is the study that we are doing on Wednesday nights. So, you know, you hear people all the time, you got to do a Bible study, be in God's Word. The only way to grow is to read the Bible. And you know, you hear all those things, right? And so different seasons of my life, I've done different things to study the Bible. And we are actually doing, which I've referenced in past podcasts, Women of the Word by Jen Wilkin, which actually teaches you how to study God's Word in just different ways through process and prayer and patience, all those things, and for purpose. And so I've, you know, put in some of those things that I'm learning in that book of really studying 1 Peter. And so, but I have not had a lot of time to really just open up the Word of God and just see where God takes me. I've been doing my Bible study in 1 Peter. We have a book. It's by Jen Wilkin as well. And that's been great. I've been studying God's Word as I've been planning some speaking events, and that has been great. But I've not had the length of time. Well, I should say this. I have had time. I just haven't done it, honestly. Just the last month, to where I open up the Word of God and I just allow the Lord to put me on a little treasure hunt. And I did today. So my husband is home now. Yay! And he took the boys this morning to run some errands. And so I got all my chores done. I made me a big old cup of coffee. And I sat in my favorite chair in my living room. And I just opened up the Word of God. And I did my 1 Peter study. But then I just asked the Lord, asked the Holy Spirit just to reveal some things to me through His Word. So I was just reading through 1 Peter, and He did. Like, He did. He's such a faithful God, and He will honor you when you ask the Holy Spirit to move in your life, to speak to you. And so I want to share with you what He revealed, because the cool thing is it really goes along with the last episode. So episode 30, I talked about in that particular episode about being weird, and understanding the concept of we were not created for this world. And so we're going to go through things that the world may look at us like we're strange, or maybe we feel awkward, or we feel like we don't fit in, and we want to fit in. Everybody does. That's like our human nature. But when we don't fit in, we can't allow that to dictate our feelings or anything like that, because Scripture says over and over and over that we are not of this world. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. And I shared what my Bible teacher Summer says, that we live in the right now, but the not yet. And so as I'm reading 1 Peter, okay, so if you have your Bibles, great. But if not, if you can reference these scriptures later, write them down or if you're driving, please don't do that, but you can always hop on later and reference these. But so in 1 Peter 2, I'm going to talk to you about in life. Let me give you some context. So maybe in life, you're in a place where you just kind of don't understand what's going on. So I shared the second podcast episode where I talked about the adversity. It was the adversity episode, and I got so much feedback on that. But actually shared some adversity I had been going through and referenced kind of how this ministry got started. I worked for a direct marketing company called Advocare the last 7 years, and that's kind of how this ministry was birthed. I lost 100 pounds. Like, the Lord really used this company to do some amazing things in my life. Well, recently, this is October 2019 right now, but recently there have been lots of turmoil and different things going on with the company. The FTC has sued them, and they've settled for this amount, and there's just been this, like, all this stuff going on. And of course, I'm getting texts and messages, right? Like, oh my gosh, like, you know, all this stuff is going on with Advocare. And it's one of those things where I knew that they changed the compensation plan in May. That's when our last check was July of this year. We lost about 85 to 90% of our household income, which I had shared in the adversity podcast. And, you know, it was one of those things where, of course, I went through all the emotions. You go through anger, you go through, okay, now that we're here and, you know, now we got to figure things out, right? So we've got to make things work and see where the Lord wants us to go next. And so it was one of those things, and now we're kind of dealing with it again because now everything is coming out in the public of how they got sued and why they had to change the compensation plan. And so I'm kind of in a season where my hands are up. Like, I don't understand it. I believe that there's just a lot of untruths out there from the FTC, the government. I think there's some untruths going on just all around, and you don't know what's truth or not, honestly, and we'll never know, right? But I wasn't in those litigations when they were trying to figure out what to do or what not to do and what's the truth and what's the lie. And then you get on social media and everyone has an opinion. People that were in the company has an opinion. People that never was in the company has an opinion about what the truth is about this company. And honestly, this week's just been, you know, one of those, like, okay, it's come up again. And people are, like I said, texting, but I have just come to the conclusion that I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me, but I wasn't called to understand it. I'm not called to figure things out and to make sure that everything fits in the puzzle to where I can move forward to what's next for our family. And I felt, again, like the outcast because, you know, I've been doing more ministry than anything anyway, but I feel like an outcast in a sense of I haven't had this sense of urgency to figure things out and to pick up the phone and make phone calls or to call corporate or to investigate more with this FTC and read more of the articles. And I did watch the live video just to see, you know, what's going on, because I knew I would get some questions from you know, my teammates that were my teammates. But the reality is I just put my hands up and thought, you know what? The decision is made, and my goal is to fix my eyes on Jesus to see what God has for me next. I'm not waiting for things to be resolved with the company that I worked for the last 7 years for me to seek the Lord and what He has for me. Nothing makes sense. I don't know what the truth is. Sometimes I don't know who to trust, what opinions to trust. But I know how to set boundaries. I know who loves me, who I have a relationship with that I can call if I have questions or anything like that. But I haven't called anybody. I have questions, but do I need them answered? Does it really matter? And those are some questions that I bring to the Lord and ask the Lord, right? So I don't know what you're going through. Maybe you're not going through a work situation, but maybe it's a relationship situation, a financial situation, a marriage, parenting, job. I mean, there could be all sorts of things going on in your life where you have your hands up and you say, nothing makes sense. I don't understand. And I don't know who to trust. Okay. So maybe you have those types of things. So maybe we have different circumstances, but we're in the same place mentally and with our heart because we have a choice of what we're going to do. We can what if things to death. We can seek out 7 million opinions, or we can seek the Lord. And so that's what I did this morning. I opened up the Word of God to seek the Lord and go on this treasure hunt. And I love when Jesus connects the dots for us in these treasure hunts. And so if you can pick some days, I know that many of you do your daily devotions or your app in the morning, you read the Bible app, the verse of the day, you do those things. But I hope that and pray that us, this is for us, me and you, we can hold each other accountable and take the time to really dive in and give yourself an hour to do that, whether it's one day a week or however many days a week. But today we don't really have anything. We're going to a wedding tonight, but that's it. So I want to read to you 1 Peter 2, 11 through 12. Now remember in 1 Peter, this is a letter that Peter is writing to dispersed Christians who are being rejected and persecuted. And so they've had their hands up in the air thinking, none of this makes sense. We are believers in Jesus Christ and we are being persecuted for that. We think we're doing the right thing by pursuing Jesus, but this doesn't feel good. Okay, so maybe that's you. Maybe you're like, you know what? I stand on the Word of God. I am a believer. I am a daughter of the King, but I'm going through all of this over here and it doesn't feel good. And so Peter's writing a letter to encourage them. And so as I'm reading through 1 Peter, we are in 1 Peter 2, and I'm going to read scriptures 11 through 12. It says this. So this is a letter, and this is some words that he's writing to them to encourage them. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. So I'm reading this out of English Standard Version, and I actually grabbed the New American Standard. I grabbed the Passion, my Passion Planner Bible, and then I used the Bible app for a couple of, I love to read different translations of scripture. It helps me understand it, so there's a little tip for you. So I'm reading the scripture, beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh which wage war against your soul. So for me, like if I want to let the scripture resonate with what I'm going through, because these Christians were struggling with their flesh and sinful desires, because it says in the first part of 1 Peter 2 that they are like newborn infants drinking milk. And it says, I'll go ahead and read it. If you go back a couple verses, 1 Peter 2, 2 and 3, like newborn infants long for pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. So he's encouraging them that you've got to grow up in your salvation. You have to grow up. You've got to grow as a Christian, as a daughter of the King. So he goes on to say in verse 11 and 12, you got to abstain from the passions of the flesh. So that's basically like, here's the how. How do you go from an infant person, an infant where you accept Christ, but obviously you've not arrived. You know that Jesus Christ died for your sins, but how do you grow in your salvation? How do you have somebody come alongside of you and be discipled in that? What do I need to do to be able to do that? And he says right here, abstain from passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Well, one thing that wages war against my soul is my thoughts. Like my mind is my worst enemy. And in this season of, I don't understand what's happening, nothing makes sense, and I don't know who to trust, right? That's the season I'm in right now, today. It's one of those moments that my mind can wage war against me. And it can cause me to have a seed of bitterness or a seed of anger to grow in my heart. And I don't want that. I'm fighting against that. Like we are in a war, ladies. Like I am fired up right now because I believe that so many of us are in the war against our minds. We're in the war against our flesh. We feel like that we're fighting flesh against flesh, but that is not the right enemy. Ladies, we've got to fight the right enemy. There's a John 10:10, there's an enemy out there to kill, steal, and destroy. That is Satan. That is the enemy of the world. And we are waging war against him. But Peter is reminding us in the scripture that to grow from infants to growing in our salvation, growing as daughters of the King, we have to fight against that. But guess what completely just blew my mind this morning is we are waging war right now in our minds with figuring things out. So I said a second ago, we can what if our situation to death. We can seek someone else's opinion on social media. You know, you maybe have 2,000 friends, maybe you have 800 friends, maybe you have 200 friends. You can seek out 200 opinions. You can call and pick up the phone and call a trusted friend if you want. Our mind is going to go somewhere, right? In every circumstance, in every situation, your mind is going to go somewhere. I want to encourage you for your mind to go to God's word, for you to really fix your eyes on Jesus. Like, this is an action. That scripture, fix your eyes on Jesus, is not just a prayer to pray. This is an action. This is literally you wanting to grow in your salvation, okay, diving into God's word. There was one word in this scripture that just hit me in my face. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles. I said on the last podcast, like, we're exiles, we're outcasts of the world. But I didn't know the definition of a sojourner. You know, I'd always read that scripture, but I just kind of coupled sojourner in with exiles. But the definition of sojourner is a person who resides temporarily in a place, a person who is on a visit. So this goes perfectly with being weird together, because we are only visiting this world for just a short time. And so many times we can put our feelings and our emotions and our circumstance to where it controls who we are, or we allow our minds, because like I said, our minds are going to go somewhere. We need it to go to the right place. But we get to control that. We forget as we wage war against this soul. And just like he says, keep your conduct honorable so that when people speak against you, right, that they see your good deeds. Like, there are people speaking against me about, you know, being a part of this company for the last 7 years. It's all over social media. People are tagging me in things. Here's the reality. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because I'm a sojourner. I am a person that I am only residing here for a little while. And I don't understand it. But here's what I know to be true. I know to be true that scripture tells me that if I just keep doing the right thing, if I stay honorable, the people that are speaking against me, they're going to see the good deeds. And you know what? Some people may not see those good deeds because they're going to always find what they look for, right? And that's okay too. It's okay to be misunderstood. Why? Because I don't live for this world. I'm fixing my eyes on Jesus. I'm a sojourner. You're a sojourner. Like, it's the coolest thing. Like, this word is just like resonated so much with me in my soul. And it's put my mind a place to go. So instead of going on a hunt to figure things out in a situation that, let's be real, is never going to happen, I'm allowing my heart, mind, and soul to go on a treasure hunt in God's word and to figure out what that looks like to be a sojourner. And so the Lord gave me more scriptures as I was studying his word. And the way he does that is I had written some scriptures in my Bible that referenced that particular scripture years ago. So I went to that one. And then, so this is how he works. Or I was actually going through the journal I was writing in to prepare for this podcast because I knew I wanted to bring it to you today. And as I'm doing that, as I'm writing, I'm thinking of just different scriptures, and I'm going through my journal, and I had written some scriptures like in January of this year. And that scripture was perfect for today. That's how God moves. We've got to give time. Like I said in a couple podcasts ago, we got to leave room in our boats for God to move. And so I had written Psalm 127:2 in my journal. And as I'm going through this treasure hunt today, I saw it. And let me read the scripture to you. It really is senseless to work so hard from early morning till late at night, toiling to make a living for fear of not having enough. God can provide for his lovers even while they sleep. So I just read Psalm 127:2 in the Passion Version. God can provide for his lovers even while they sleep. Are you tolling? Are you lying awake at night, not able to sleep because you're waging war against your mind? You're trying to figure things out. You are frustrated with being misunderstood. You can't make sense of the decisions that people make in your life or whatever it may be for you. God can provide his lovers even while they sleep. Ladies, this is a way for you to take a deep breath. Let the Lord take control of whatever situation this is. Because just like Peter says, if we long for spiritual growth, we've got to get in action and put our faith in action. And sometimes putting our faith in action requires us to let go of it and allow God to move in the situation. It's that discipline of silence coming up again, just like that adversity podcast. So I love how the Lord is connecting the dots with this fall season of podcasts and reminding us that we are outcasts, we are exiles, and that's okay. That we do have to leave room in our boats, just like that other podcast episode from this fall. We do have to do that. And if you've not listened to it, go back and listen to those episodes, because it all is tying to this one word, because we are a sojourner. We are a person who resides temporarily in this place. Because just like I've talked about in so many past podcasts about that we are always in different seasons of life, whether that's pruning or fruitful or growing season. Like I have been in a pruning season almost to the point where I'm like, Lord, you can't prune much more. And I've been, you know, realizing that although this pruning season hasn't felt good, that there's purpose behind it. And I'm starting to see that purpose. And I used to crave the fruit of the world. I craved to be on top of in my company. And we were in a season. I craved for this financial success. It was nice to not have to worry about what was in or not in our bank account. I craved those things in different seasons. I put my identity in other relationships that I had in my life. And I sought their validation, their opinions in my life. And then I put my identity in those things. I've done all those things. But the Lord prunes so many things out, but there's a reason for that. He wants me to seek his fruit, not the fruit of the world, because we're sojourners. So the last scripture I want to reference is Psalm 1:3. And this is a scripture I wrote down on a piece of paper, I think sometime in April of this year. And I literally just wrote the scripture. That's all that was on the sheet of paper. And so as I'm going on my treasure hunt, this is what I landed on. I'm going to end here. Psalm 1:3. This is the fruit that we need to seek, ladies. As we sojourner through this world, as we realize that we can't understand what's going on, and as we seek God's word and go on his treasure hunt, and as we put our minds in the word and not in our circumstance or in someone else or trying to figure things out, this is the fruit that we need to seek. Psalm 1:3, and this is the Passion Translation. He will be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing fruit in every season of his life. He is never dry, never fainting, ever blessed, ever prosperous. Wow. Wow. We can stand firm like a flourishing tree. We're planted by God's design. We are in this world by God's design. And although the world may look at us, the world may look at me right now and think, wow, she needs to get it together, or all this is happening to her, or XYZ, whatever it may be. Flourishing tree, but I am planted by God's design. I'm deeply rooted in him, and I can bear his fruit in every season of my life. So I can bear God's fruit when I have relationships being pruned from my life. I can bear God's fruit as I lose 90% of our income. I can bear God's fruit as, you know, people are speaking negative against me. I mean, it always comes back to you, by the way. Like, if you speak negative against someone, guess what? It's going to go back to the person. And just last week, something came to me and someone was saying something negative that another person said. And I just said, I stopped them right there and just said, I don't care. Like, I don't care. I can bear God's fruit even when someone is speaking negative to somebody else about me. Because this scripture says, how do you do that? How do you bear God's fruit? Remember in 1 Peter what he says. I urge you, remember, we're sojourners. As all this is waging war against our soul, keep your conduct honorable. Do the next right thing so that when they speak against you, they see your good deeds and they'll glorify God. I want to bear God's fruit regardless of what's going on in my life. We don't have to understand. We're not called to understand. But we are called to go from infants in our spiritual walk, to grow in our maturity, to where when people look at us that they see Jesus and they see his fruit, because that's what matters most as a sojourner. I want to know if this podcast resonated with you, because as I was studying today, I felt the Lord say, this is for so many people. And so if you are part of Beautifully Designed, you can comment in our Facebook group. If you're not part of our Beautifully Designed group, just go to Facebook, type in Beautifully Designed. There's two pages. There's a public page that has like 7,800 people. You can follow us. That's great. But I would love for you to be a part of our closed group. So if you click on the closed group, I think there's close to 17,000 women. So it'll say Beautifully Designed. It's a closed group. It'll have 17,000. You'll see the members. Click on that. And then we will approve you in the group. I would love for you to hear it. If you know me personally, text me, message me. Did God speak to you through this? Because I want so many sojourners out there coming alongside with me in this journey of learning what it looks like to reside in this temporary place and bearing God's fruit and growing in our walk with Jesus and focusing on that first over everything else. Because I know that I am not going to wage against this war of my mind by myself. I want you ladies to come alongside me. And so, you know, share this podcast out on social media. Send it to friends in your life that needs to be encouraged, that's going through something, that needs to be reminded that they are a sojourner. And that's who we are, as daughters of the King. And that is very exciting. And it fires me up. Like, I'm sitting here sweating just in my office. My kids, I can hear them. They're like playing outside. You probably can hear them too. My dog may be barking. Like, I don't know. But I'm sitting here sweating because I know that the Lord is on the move and we get to be a part of that. And I want our minds and hearts and souls focused on that than our circumstance or other people. So join the Beautifully Designed group. If you are not coming to our retreat, we do have a retreat first weekend in November, November 1st through 3rd, 2019. You can go to beautifullydesigned.com, click on the Awaken Revive Our Hearts retreat. It's right on there on the homepage. Get information on that. Travel here to the Smoky Mountains. We're going to be diving deeper into this. We're going to be worshiping. We're going to have a paint party. We're going to have a PJ party. We're going to eat Oreo s'mores because y'all know I love Oreos. And I would love for you to be a part of that too. So you can go on beautifullydesigned.com and grab your ticket for that. It's the first weekend in November. We provide all your foods, your stay in a cabin. Like, it is just incredible. So all the foods, like I said, all the foods. So I love you ladies. As you can tell, I'm fired up today. I pray that the Lord fires you up for him as well, because it is all about him and bearing his fruit. Y'all be blessed. Thank you for tuning in with me today. I hope the space brings grace, rest, and truth to you every time we meet here. To learn more about the Beautifully Designed community, our online Bible studies, and the Beautifully Designed book, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com. Y'all be blessed.